So John Richard sent us some whiskey, and I started talking to Patrick about the whiskey that he sent, and I didn't realize how, like, John Richard's doing something that, like, no one's ever done before.
Like BJ said it, the guy who brought it by, he said, yeah, this is the only kind ever in the world or something like that.
I just kind of, that went in one ear and out the other, but when Patrick told me, I don't know. I was like, because Patrick, like, knows whiskey.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks for the whiskey, by the way.
Hey, guys, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So, not to get super technical on all this, but you're doing something no one's ever done before. And
what a shocker.
I
know. What a shocker. I know, right?
Yeah.
So, here's what it is, okay? I've been a Crown Royal drinker since before I was legally allowed to drink, like most of us have. When I was in Lone Star, I remember... I had a Crown and seven or something, and I went, this is my drink. I'm going to drink Crown Royal. I liked it. And over the years, I started wondering, I wonder why there's no, that's Canadian blended whiskey. Why is there no such thing as American blended whiskey? And I looked for it everywhere. There's nothing out there called American blended whiskey. And so with Redneck Riviera, I said, you know what? It's time to do a whiskey anyway, and I'm going to see if I can create an American blended whiskey that is basically the counterpoint to Crown. And nobody's really ever attempted that. And so I spent 7.5 months of 2017 working with a master distiller. And I said, I want to create American blended whiskey, and I want it to be, to attempt anyway, to have the smoothest sip of whiskey that exists. I don't want it to burn your throat, bite your tongue, go up your nose. I want it to be like literally you could drink it right out of the bottle and go, wow, that might be the smoothest whiskey I ever had. Well, that's a hard thing to pull off when all you use is American products. You don't use anything else that's not made in America. But we finally got it done. And so people around the country, we're in 17 states so far. People are drinking it and coming back and getting more. And I actually have a give back partner. I'm glad you guys called because I wanted to make sure I really told you this. The Folds of Honor, which is a group that pays for college scholarships for kids who lost a parent in combat. Last year, Folds of Honor gave away over $60 million in college grants in 1 year. And so every bottle of this Redneck Riviera American Blended that I sell, my tithe on that bottle goes back to Folds of Honor. So listen, man, it's as American as it gets, and I wanted you guys to just check it out. It's brand new, and hopefully you like it. It might be a little early to try it, but maybe you can try it later on and let me know what you think.
No, Patrick's over here. Patrick's, you know, like a whiskey expert. You know, he's launching the Five Whiskey Patrick podcast, and which, by the way, you should totally be sponsoring.
Yeah, I want you to be the sponsor of my new podcast.
I mean,
I'm going to need a whiskey sponsor. It might as well be John Rich.
Dude, right.
Redneck Riviera.
Might as well, brother.
That way you help each other.
I am a little upset that I didn't get a bottle of whiskey, but just so you know, I'm going to drink Big D's whole bottle of whiskey.
Yeah, that's not my thing, man, but Patrick, I gave it to Patrick.
Patrick, I didn't want to send you a bottle. I wanted to send you a case.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're going to get some barrels going to show up with a horse drawn carriage or something. It's going to be some Amish guy. Hello, how are you, Patrick? John told me to come and see you.
Patrick. Patrick, I got a barrel of whiskey for him.
I think that's Irish, but I don't know.
It's very similar.
Irish Amish. It's got to be. There's got to be Irish Amish somewhere.
End up in Ish. So
I'm leaving today, John, to go to England. I'm taking this bottle of whiskey with me. I'm going to drink American blended whiskey while I'm in the United Kingdom.
Oh, my Lord. That will be its first international pour. Can you please?
Yes.
Take a video.
There will be videos.
I will post it everywhere.
Do you take a picture of John's whiskey in front of Big Ben?
Yes.
Parliament.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know that guard that stands there with the red?
Yes.
Offer him a shot. But dude, we'll make that picture famous.
You might actually break him on that because they're infamous for not being broken. That you can't just make them waver.
Stand next to him, the guard with the big fuzzy hat and the M16 or whatever.
Yeah.
And stand next to him and just be like looks like you're just down in it right next to him.
Yes.
That would be so insane. Please do that.
Please.
All right. You got it.
All right, John. John, thank you for the whiskey. Again, if somebody wants to check it out, they can go to your website and find out more. Redneck Riviera.
That's the best place. Go to redneckriviera.com. It's as simple as that. And you can go search it. We're loading in addresses right now. I think we're in like 4,000 locations so far. So we're loading them in. But go to that website and you'll find out where you can get it.
Sounds good. All right, man. Be looking for pictures from Patrick soon.
I will be. You guys take care.
See you, man.